Big week for motorbikes with the Northwest 200 starting today. The police have called for road safety to be in everyone's number one priority. But is there a danger of a mixed message being given to people who love road racing? On the one hand, the Northwest is hyped with pictures on our TV of high-speed races, and then the police are warning those who go to watch that speed kills. The event has claimed the lives of riders in the past, the most recent being English rider Simon Andrews. His death was the latest to rock a controversial sport that has been no stranger to fatal crashes. Steve Parrish, former motorcycle racer, now commentator. Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Morning. And Kevin Delaney, head of road safety at the Institute of Advanced Motorists. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. There are mixed messages here, Steve, aren't there? Enjoy the speed. Love the speed. By the way, don't speed yourself.
Well, yeah, but it's slightly different because enjoy the speed on a closed road where there are bales on lampposts and it's professional riders, or most of them, on motorcycles that are prepared for doing that. So you have to accept that on the roads there is speed limits. There's people walking around. There's other road users. So it is completely different, realistically.
Yeah, but it glamorises speed, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but speed is exciting, and so why shouldn't it be?
It's not the message the cops, the police pump out.
Well, of course, but glamorising speed on a closed road is completely different. Formula One's the same. You wouldn't go driving a Formula One car around London without sticking to speed limits, or for anywhere else for that matter. So, quite honestly, motorcycle racing and motor car racing and whatever you want to talk about, it's like going skiing. You wouldn't go down a ski slope at the speed that the racers do. So it's all about closed environments and people that know what they're doing.
Kevin?
I tend to agree. I think if we're talking about mixed messages, then a lot of the games, console games, actually give a much more of a mixed message. So you, what you have there is the feeling of speed. You have some adrenaline. What you don't have is any sense of the need for control, and any sense of the fact that if you get it wrong, something, you're going to be very badly hurt. Whereas if you see it in real life, what you get is you get the sound, you get the smell, you get a sense of the speed, and you do get a sense that every single one of those riders is putting their life on the line. And I think that if the spectators, having sort of gone to the event and sort of seen that, keep that one aspect in mind on the way home, that they will probably do exactly what PSNI wants. They will ride responsibly and they'll ride safely. Yes, there are people who behave irresponsibly on the road, and they don't need the Northwest 200 to encourage them to do it. They have yet got to learn the terrible lesson. Some of them learn it and survive. Some of them learn it and don't. And some of them learn it and kill other people in the process. Now, I don't think it sends out a mixed message. And I think if we're going to talk about sort of banning events like this, then we really have to have some very, very good evidence, either of unacceptable levels of danger or unacceptable levels of disruption to the communities who are involved.
Go on, Steve.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous to ban things like motor racing because you might as well just pack up life, actually, and call it a day, sit at home and knit wrapped in cotton wool. Let's get on with life. I mean, things are about having some excitement, aren't they? And truthfully, anyone that doesn't get excited about seeing these motorcycles go around at these speeds with guys that know exactly what they're doing, they need to go home and just check their pulse.
Yeah, there's no one actually talking really about banning it, is it? It's about the amount of support. It gets a lot of support from government. Should it? Is the question we're asking this morning. 0845955678. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, yeah, well, just the reason it should be supported is because it gives someone something to go and see, something that gives them excitement. And, I mean, if you want this kind of excitement, for goodness sake, don't even think about doing it on the road. Join a club, go and do some racing. There's lots of track days you can go to. There's all sorts of places you can go and use your performance machine on a closed environment. And there's no excuse whatsoever. So that's what people should do. You can Google it. You can go and find yourself a track day. You know, people like Philip McCallum and Jeremy McWilliams and all that and show you how to ride your motorcycle properly in a closed environment. And that's so simple to do.
Here's Marty. Good morning, Marty.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, Marty.
Well, talking about motorbike racing being dangerous, last year I witnessed the death of Si Andrews at the Northwest 200. Yes, it was horrific. It made me a better motorbike rider. It slowed me down. It made me think twice about what I was doing on the road.
So it made you a better rider?
Yeah. It made me think about what I was doing, what speeds I was going. maybe slow down a bit.
See, if you take a, I don't know, you take an 18 or 19, 20-year-old watching that, getting excited by the thrill of the speed that they're watching, are we seriously saying, Steve Parish, that we don't think they're going to get into the car and speed themselves?
No, why would they want to? Because they're knowing full well that they've got cars coming in the other direction, they've got people on the roads, they've also got speed limits to abide by, and you know there's penalties if you don't. So I personally, when I was racing professionally, I was a much slower rider and driver on the road because I got my kicks off on the tracks, and that's what people should realise and should do. And there's an awful lot of people that watch the Northwest 200 wouldn't necessarily ride motorcycles. They're just people, spectators that come along, they drive a car on the road, they watch the skill and have a great deal of admiration for the gladiators out there.
Okay, thank you. Steve and Kevin, thank you very much. Morning to you.